Blog Talk Radio.
Yo! Holla at your boy, man. What's happening out there, world? Your boy Pretty Tony coming to you live once again. Can a player play is in the building. You know how we get down on here every Sunday. Check me out.
Hit it. Na 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 Big up the crew in the area.
Tell a player play, we still the hot steppers up on this joint. You know what I mean? Your boy, Pretty Tony, author of the book, Player Step Your Game Up. You know what I'm saying? We're going to come in live every Sunday at 2:30. You know what I mean? Me and my folks, K. Diddy, and Lady Joy. We come up in the building and we represent for everybody. We talk about love, life, relationships, you know what I mean? But this week, we're going back to the original. We're going back to what the Can of Player Play was all about from the get-go. The book, Player Step Your Game. Okay, Diddy, where you at, dog?
Here I am. I'm up here in the house representing. What's up, everybody? Peace, love, dove, and Hare Krishna.
You know what I'm saying? Lady Joy, I know you're riding. What's happening, young lady?
How's everybody doing today? I'm just kicking back, just listening and enjoying.
Right on, right on. You know what I mean? It's a blessing. We woke up today, so we still in the fight. You know what I'm saying?
Sure, you're right.
Yes, indeed. So like I said, today, oh, wow. You know what I mean? My computer just got all funky on me. So y'all just keep riding. You know what I'm saying? We still up in here representing for everybody. Everybody, hold on. What's going on with us right here? The switchboard, blog talk, tripping. Today we going back to the original. We taking it back to where we started from in the first place. You know what I'm saying?
Let's do this.
Player, step your game. And today we talking about just the rules of the game a little bit. You know what I mean? We going back to, you know, like K. Diddy always likes to remind me, you know, we going back to page one. Because he always be like, man, Pretty Tony, you know what? You done got all philosophical and stuff. What happened to Player Step Your Game? Pretty Tony still right here. We got a couple callers on the line listening in. Welcome so much to the show. We glad, you know, when anybody take time to take
hey,
check
let's get
it out.
This party started.
You know what I mean? So today we're going back, you know, we're talking a little bit about the rules of the game. You know what I mean? And everything in life. You know what I mean? It's chapter 3 out of the book, Player Step Your Game Up. It says if your game is tight, you won't go for the okey-doke. And you already have a replacement in sight. Now, for a lot of you people out there who hear that, y'all might think that, you know what I mean, that can only be applied in certain situations. But if you look at it from a broader standpoint, you know what I mean, it's basically telling you if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay, so what you're saying is if you're in a relationship, it doesn't work out, make sure you have a standby.
It could be taken in that context. It could even be taken that if you're in a job and things kind of shaky, it's best you get to sending out some more resumes. You know what I mean? You got to see the big picture here. Don't put us in a box. You know what I mean?
Same thing apply.
There you go. You know what I'm saying? It don't hurt if the job situation is shaky. You know, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. If you know you got old-ass tires in your car, it's best you get to saving up some damn money so that you can replace the doggone tires. And if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? Hey, Diddy, you way too quiet. What do you think, brother? Come on.
I was waiting for Joy to start some shit because I heard a mind clicking.
You know what? I haven't started anything yet. I'm just waiting for you to say something crazy like you always do so I can be all up in yours.
Oh, you know, I was giving you that opportunity today, you know, ladies first.
Oh, man, the switchboard is lit up. Wow, we're getting a lot of love today. But everybody that's listening, hey, whenever you want
something. Bring them in.
Hit the number one. You're more than welcome today. We're talking about, you know what I mean? We went back to what the original concept of the show was about, you know what I mean? We've gone back to the book, Player Step Your Game Up, and I'm trying to show because I'm going to be honest. What triggered this trend of thought was a young man who bought a couple copies of the book from me, sent me an email, and he basically took what I had written about being a player and a Mac and applied it to his life as just a standard rule of operation beyond just dealing with women, just in period. And that was just so deep to me, man. It was a long-ass email, and he just broke down into the rules of the game that I had written about when, in my original context when I wrote it, it was about dealing with women, but he actually applied it to his life. You know what I mean? And I was like, wow, didn't see that one coming. Till I actually sat and read it, and I'm like, yeah, You could do that because another one of the rules in Player Step to Game Up, available at www.worldmovement.com. Get your signed copy. Also on CD Baby and iTunes.
Same
available.
Plug.
You know what I mean? So I got to reading the rules, and I, like I said, when I wrote them, it was really about dealing with women. If you want to be a player, you got to know the rules to the game. But he took it and he broke each rule down and showed me how it could be applied to life. Like the first one that I just threw out there about, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Right,
you can
right.
definitely approve. Another one that he told me was when I wrote in chapter 3 of the book, nobody, absolutely nobody pops up at the crib. He broke that one down to me. So he said, not only do players need that, you need that in your own life because people need to respect your own personal boundaries that you set for yourself.
Exactly.
And I was like, that's some deep shit, young man.
He was really often into the books.
Yes, yes, he was. And I said it was a long-ass email, and he broke every rule that I had written down and told me how he applied it to his life. And that he quit a job that was getting on his nerve for the last 4 years because he wanted to develop the strength to move on and branch out and do his own thing. And that took me to the next rule he talked about when I tell people, don't get pissed on and told that it's raining. He felt as though at the job, he was getting pissed on and told that it's raining. This some deep shit, y'all. I didn't see this coming, but I like it.
Yeah.
It's open. My eyes to a whole new realm of possibilities for players step your game up. You feel me?
I got you.
So now we're going to get into it. Like I said, 646-929-2870 is the call-in number. Press the number 1 if you want to join us. If not, we're glad to have you listening because that's what we're here for. To my folks on Twitter, I ain't hollered at y'all yet, but I'm going to get to you because most of y'all be riding on joy, especially the fellas. Y'all be nice, even though she always hollering, bring it.
That's what I'm scared.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we're going to keep the show rolling. K-Biddy, how's your week been, my brother?
Oh, man, everything's good. I was just laughing at Joy talking about she ain't scared. She knows she ain't had that mace we filled in 2 years.
I haven't had what?
What's that shit you be spraying on people?
Oh, I don't use mace, baby. I got a million volt zapper for their ass, okay? Now,
you
mess with me.
The week's been cool, T. The week's been cool. You know, it's doing what I do. It's trying to keep my creative juices flowing, you know, just coming up with new music, new stuff, you know.
You know what I mean? I started the show off, you know, as a hot stepper to let folks know that we trendsetters, you know what I'm saying? Can a player play? We come with. Matter of fact, first of all, I want to thank everybody who over the last 8 months has taken time to listen to us, email us, Twitter us. I was just sitting down today, and I can't believe it. We 8 months into the game, got a couple dozen shows under our belt from a concept that, you know what I mean, me and K. Diddy sat and shot around and played with it a little bit. I'm like, man, you know, the book can branch off into so many different things. You know, we hollered at Lady Joy, and she's like, yeah, I'm feeling that. I think we could do some things.
And came up with the name?
Straight up, can I play? I play, you know what I mean? And we've been up in here riding for 8 months now, so everybody who's emailed, Twittered, called in even one time, we oh so much appreciate you, man. It's definitely, you mean? All my folks I see right now on the phone line, what's happening? Welcome to the show. You know, Lady Joy, what's good with you, baby?
Well, I've just been on the radio doing my thing, and people been approaching me to host different shows and stuff like that. And I got a few things just going on and coming up, and as soon as we get into the developmental stage, I'll definitely be letting you know. But you know what I need from you, Tony, so I can get you out there. And I'm
oh, for sure. You will have that today because that was high on my agenda. I'm like, as soon as we finish the show, I'm going to shoot over there to your block and – put this book in your hand so we can get the process started, man.
All right.
You know what I mean? So today's show, like I said, we're going back to the onset. You know what I mean? I'm finally listening to K. Diddy, who's been like a mosquito in my ear about this. And we're going back to the original, you know what I mean? Play a step your game of where this all came from. And we're talking about the rules of the game and how it can be applied to your life, even beyond dealing with men. Even women can take these rules to the game, you know what I mean? This is something y'all women need to learn. And I hope y'all listen to me, Carrie, because I don't care if y'all mad. Never touch somebody's property without their permission if it ain't yours. Stop digging in brothers' pockets and stuff, man.
Well, look at it this way. If we're doing...
Stop going in women's purses, guys.
Right. But like, if we're doing laundry, okay, which a lot of women do their men's laundry, and you have to go through the pockets to make sure that nothing gets caught up in the washing machine, like change or whatever, and you come across something, that's just how it is. So, like, if you've got something to hide, make sure.
When you're going through suits hanging up in the closet, you ain't doing no damn laundry.
Well, you might be sending it to the cleaners.
Lady Joy, me, I'm a gone baby. Finish this statement. I ain't going to interrupt you like K. Diddy. Finish. Go right ahead.
If you don't have anything to hide, don't worry about it. Okay, because like you said, don't go through the closets and the suits and stuff. If we're sending your suits out to be clean, you want to make sure that the pockets are empty. Okay, you might have money in there or keys or change or whatever. So if you don't have nothing to hide, why worry? And if you do have something to hide, hide it where it can't be found. Now.
Okay. Now, I got you know, Lady Joy, you know you're stretching on that one, right? You really know you're stretching on that one right there by you just going through the pockets to make sure we ain't forgot nothing in there. Come on now. Come on now.
Oh, there, believe me, there's women that go through their men's pockets just to see what they can find. Okay? Just like men go through women's purses to see what they can find. Oh, baby, I was just looking for a comb. I was looking for some gum or something. Yeah, right.
Quiet,
draw back a nub
know,
going
I,
up
I
with some
I
women's purses.
I don't know too many real brothers to do that. I really don't.
Oh, they do.
I admit they do. I'm just saying I'm the norm. I don't know too many real guys to do that.
Well, they're out there, darling, and I'm quite sure you've done a searching a time or two in your life, so don't even try it.
I think she's calling you out, K. Diddy. I think she's calling you out.
I think she don't know what she's talking about, but okay.
I think I do.
I think you don't.
That's not what I heard.
Yeah, well.
Heard you in somebody's purse and came out with a mouse trap on your fingers.
I'm not going to go into what I heard because that's not in my business, so I leave that with song.
Anyway, let's hear what some of our other people have to say, Tony.
Well, you know, ladies and gentlemen, always quick, you know, to tell y'all, press the number one if you want to jump in, if you think the rules of the game can improve your life, you know what I mean? So my folks on Twitter, I'm just getting up with y'all, and I'm going to throw it out there because y'all always give me crazy feedback on Twitter. So I'm going to jump on to the next rule. One of the rules I wrote about in the book, Play a Step Your Game Up, is I say, I do not tolerate a woman being disrespectful to me because I'm always a gentleman. That goes both ways, you know what I mean? That should just be everybody every day in life. You don't tolerate nobody being disrespectful to you, be it your mama, your sister, your own child, because a lot of us who've got children, you allowed to talk to you just any old way. You can't just have people disrespecting you, man. You got to stand up for yourself and what you believe in and what you're about. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. You're right about that. You're right. You have to be a strong person and don't let anybody just talk to you any kind of way. Right, K. Diddy?
No, actually, I won't agree or disagree with that one, but I was tending to believe that, you know, I think the problem that people are having today is because that line, that respect line, has been moved both directions so much. People just cross the line, and in their minds, they don't even realize they can cross the line.
Well, you have to put them in check when they do cross the line. You feel like a person has crossed the line, whether they know it or not. Put them in check. Otherwise, they're going to keep going with it and thinking that they're doing something that's okay, and it's not.
There you go. And that leads me into another rule from Chapter 3 of the book, Player Steph, the Game Up, where I say, always keep boundaries and a zero-tolerance approach to maintaining them. You got to let people know. Don't be just coming over here talking to me anyway, acting any kind of way to me, thinking you can do what you want to do, sort of like when somebody comes to your house and just want to get to rearranging shit. You don't live here. You visiting, homie. I just issued you a pass.
I had never had anybody do that in my house, come in and try to rearrange it, because they'll be arranging themselves out the door.
Straight up. So that takes me into that you got to keep them boundaries up. You know what I mean? If I get, everybody got their own world. I like to call my world Tonyville. That's where I live. And there are boundaries and rules to Tonyville that I don't like being violated. And I don't permit nobody. Zero tolerance when it comes to that. And I encourage everybody to apply this to their everyday life. I've seen a couple more numbers pop on the switchboard. Welcome to the show. Can a player play? Today we're talking about applying the rules that I wrote about because, you know, a brother sent me a very long, detailed email showing how the rules from the book can be applied to everyday life, and I'm fascinated by this. You understand what I'm saying? I think everybody should have boundaries, man.
Let them in.
You know what I mean? If they want to come in, press the number one. You got something to say, you agree, disagree, don't like it, whatever. We up in here. Holla at your boy, man. As a matter of fact, what we're going to do is, right now, I feel real froggy. I need to leap. You know what I'm saying? So I'm going to play my man Diddy right now, take a quick little musical break. Don't y'all go nowhere. Can I play a play?
Run for me. I can be what you need.
Feels good to be back. I miss you.
Relax your mind, let your conscience be free. You're now rolling with the sounds of the BBE.
You know what time it is. Support the dance floor. Talk to him.
You got the corner of my eye. Leaning on the wall, looking right. I want you to come be with me.
I'm back in the building. Carrying straps, still stacking a million. Yeah. Something with a stallion, something Italian. Or maybe Puerto Rican, you can catch me in Paris. I'm in it to win, I'm willing to carry.
Uh-huh.
The game, if you think I'm not, look at the carrot.
Look at me, man.
Pop up clean, up out of the phantom. The people go screaming like an opera anthem. I did it before, do it again.
Do it again.
I got it to blow, got it to spin.
Got it to spin.
Fly to fall, cool as the wind. Got hits, go back like Juice to G. Yeah. Shine the best in diamond necklace. My extravagant taste and style perplex.
Uh-huh.
They know I'm the shit, they wanna get next to him. She having a stick, cause she wanna get next to him. Yeah, you know my name.
You
know my motherfucking name. Stop and say, admire your body language, speaking loud and clear like, don't stop, let's rock. She's been waiting, anticipating for oh so long, fantasizing wild thoughts to me coming on like, let's rock. Digging my style, my swag, my sway, my swerve. My way with words, the boys are third for sure. You can't fault on my aura called them. I make miracles like I walk on water. What you want, mama, order? It's on my tab, I'm so bad with the cash, I drop a whole bag. Where you at, girl?
I'm here, when will you make your
I want you to come for me. I can be
first day I eyes you. You almost made a nigga bust on himself.
I've never seen anything like that.
I always swore I wouldn't fall in love. I never fall in love. I thought it could never happen to a nigga like me.
I think I'm falling in love.
But then there came you.
Hey yo, just turn me up.
Yo,
it's been a long time.
Turn me up a little bit more.
Make sure they can feel me.
Just
a little bit
like
more.
That.
Yo, welcome back to the show. Can a player play? Thank everybody for joining us. We on here once again, like we do every Sunday. Me and my man K Diddy, and of course the ever opinionated Lady Joy come up on here and rep. For the ladies, you know what I'm saying? Lady Joy.
Yes.
I told you you'd be getting it cracking on Twitter.
Bring it.
My man, K-E-M-E-T, Kemet, my man Kemet on Twitter says, a brother may not have nothing to hide, but a woman always looking through a brother's ish. Why don't she be worried about her ish? Because y'all always got something to hide.
No, we don't always have something to hide, and if that's how he feels, he's been dealing with the wrong females, okay? There's a lot of us out there don't have nothing to hide, and there's a lot of brothers that don't have anything to hide. What I'm saying is, like I said, like, yeah, there are women that have issues of feeling inadequate or, you know, got those type of issues going on, and they feel that they have to check up on their man to see what he's going on. He might give her those implications that she might have to do some checking, you know?
So in other words, what I'm getting from you is you condone women going through a brother's pockets and digging in a brother's closet and checking his phone and stuff.
No, I'm not condoning that at all. I'm saying there are women out there that have those kind of issues that do that. What he said is like all of them. You know, no, all of them aren't. There are women with issues about you know, insecurities, just like men have insecurity issues too. You know, no, I'm not condoning that. That's not something that I do. I don't feel I have to do that. If you have trust in the person, there's no issue. You know, and if you feel like you can't trust this person and you got to check up on them and see what they're doing, you don't need to be with them in the first place. Now.
So in other words, you know, you understand and you respect when everybody say we all need personal space and boundaries, right?
Exactly.
All right.
And that situation comes as a trust factor. If you feel that you got to go through somebody's pockets or purses or whatever because you feel that they might be doing something that ain't right, don't be with them. Cut them loose. You got to have trust in the relationship. Otherwise, you ain't got shit.
All right, Lady Joy. No, I told you, you'll be getting it cracking on Twitter. You know what I mean? The next rule I want to talk about, you know what I mean? We talked about boundaries. We talked about the word respect. And, you know, my man K Diddy throw it out there that sometimes everybody's so busy blurring the line of respect, people don't know where it starts and where it ends, you know what I'm saying? And everybody needs to have respect for each other, you know what I'm saying? Ooh, hold on. I think we done sparked somebody. Hold on. We're going to let y'all up in here. 376, you're on. What's good?
Hello.
376, you put your hand up. You on live. Did you want to say something or you just want to listen to our wonderful voices?
Hey, skirt.
Okay, that's all right. Keep listening.
Wonderful voices.
Welcome to the show. Keep listening if that's what you want to do. If you want to get back on, just let me know, man. Hit that hand again. Anyway. So we're going to keep it moving like this. We're going to talk about another one of the rules that I wrote about in the book. And it says, and you know, this goes for the brothers and the sisters, because y'all be killing me with this one. Gifts you now received are yours. And you need to make that clear. I'm tired of y'all Indian, and I'm going to let you ride on the fellas, Lady Joy, but I'm going to ride on the ladies. I'm tired of y'all women who feel y'all can give a brother a nice outfit, then because you get mad, you want to cut a brother's outfit up. That means it was never mine. You know what I mean? That's disrespectful. Whether you gave me a necklace, a car, a birthday card, for you to be mad and decide, you know what I mean, you want to come tear something up and cut something up. What the hell? That's my shit now.
Okay, and that works both ways. You give me an engagement ring, and you get mad at me and you want it back? Hell no. You gave it to me. That's a gift.
Well, what about even beyond the physical, the merchandise, what about a person giving a promise or a commitment and renege on that and take that back when they get pissed off?
Same thing applies.
Oh, hold
promise
on.
If you promise something and you don't do it because you're mad at somebody, same thing applies.
Hold on. I think we done touched a nerve with somebody here, Lady Joy. Hold on. 813, you're on.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Passion.
Hey.
Hey, how are you? I had to comment on that. The only thing I would say about that is that I agree with you for the most part, Tony, but I feel like this. A lot of people are seriously playing other people in relationships, and if you know you got a gift out of someone because you was playing them, it should only be expected that game recognize game, and, you know, the favor was returned if someone cut up your suit. You know what I'm saying? But if it was a legitimate relationship, no, I don't think you should take a gift back if you gave somebody a gift. But if you're out there playing somebody, hey, when the gig is up, the gig is up, you may lose more than your suit, you know.
Hold up.
Life.
You know, Passion, me and you normally cool and all of that. Today, now, we on opposite side of the fence. Once you made the effort to extend your hand to give me something and you say it's mine, irregardless of if I'm playing you or not, you gave
maybe
that.
Maybe that was their part of the game. Maybe that gift was given, you know, obviously with some kind of alternative agenda behind it. And if they don't like the way the game played out, hey, you could get cut.
I got a question for Passion.
Yes, sir.
This is Elgato. I got one for you. Now, what happens when you date this guy and he showered you with gifts, but you're not responding the way that he think you should respond to him, and so in his mind, you're playing him, but you're not playing him at all. You're just doing you, and for whatever reason, you take this relationship, you're taking it in pace, you're taking it in stride. But now in his mind, because you're not responding the way he thinks you should, when you should, you're not moving fast enough him, so now he's thinking you playing him. So now he takes it a whole other negative way and start wanting to cut your ties, bust out your window, you know what I'm saying, calling your job.
No, that's psychotic and malicious mischief and all that kind of stuff. No, I don't need all that. No.
Can you say stalker?
No, that goes beyond. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about if somebody gave you a gift, you know, in the true spirit, they thought you guys were in a solid relationship, and then for some reason they found out you were playing them. You should be glad, you know, to let them take their gift back, cut it up, whatever. Hey, you know, your gig is up, your scam is up, whatever you want to call it. So be happy if you just got away with getting a suit cut. But that's not the same as some psychotic person that is wanting me to, you know, respond in the way they think I should respond. And because they don't, they start, you know, destroying my own personal property. No, that's a little much.
Yeah, but most people don't advertise in advance that they're psychotic.
No, I say they would, but if you start, it's not going to end up real pretty. It's not going to be nothing nice. So it's best not to go out like that.
Well, I was just pointing out it was just a flip side that whole thing.
No,
so
I don't think that
know.
Was a flip side. I thought that was another. I think that's another extreme there. You really went digging for that one.
Yeah, but you never know until you get into a situation. You never know because they don't advertise. That's how they're going to respond.
Right. I understand what you're saying. All I'm saying is anybody, if someone is trying to pull something over on somebody else, they shouldn't be surprised if once that comes out, if that person wants anything they gave them back, all that kind of good stuff, because it was all deceitful. I mean, it was given to you based on deceit. That's all I was responding to what Pretty Tony was saying.
Gotcha.
And like, y'all can say whatever y'all want. The way I figure it is this: if you gave it to me, it's mine. By whatever means it came to me, be it male or female, it's mine. You know what I mean? And for you to destroy it, it's no longer yours. That's my property. So you violate me.
You violated them by lying and deceiving and misleading. What do you call that? Getting over?
It comes down to a player should have stepped his game up.
Well, they did step their game up. They came back and cut your suit.
So you're right.
Revenge is a dish best served cold.
Mama like.
Okay. And then, ladies, I'm glad y'all brought that up, because that takes me to another rule out the book, which says, and, you know, basically I said an eye for an eye. So when you cut that suit up, it's okay for me to come bust your car windows out and slash your tires because you made the first move by Let me finish. I'm going to let y'all speak. You know what I mean? When you took the first blow, you violated three of the rules of my life. A, you violated my boundaries by coming and disrespecting me by cutting up my suit. B, if you're already in this hostile act, which means you already violated, don't pop up at my crib without permission. And C, you already threw the first blow, so whatever come after that, that's on you. You should have came over here trying to cut stuff up.
Okay,
well, you're asking for all-out war now.
Okay, yeah, because for one thing, I gave you the suit, so I'm upset with you. I'm going to cut up something that I gave you. You come over busting out my windows. You didn't give me that. Okay? So now you call it all out war now.
But he might have gave you the windows.
Anyway, you call it all out and out war. Now you talking about busting out windows and cutting up tires. If you didn't give me that car, that's going to be your ass.
But it's cool for you to violate me. Huh?
But that's something that I gave you. If it's something that I already had, you violated me. But that's something that I gave you. If you coming over to
yourself, pretty Tony.
Yeah, exactly. Because if you coming over to my house to destroy something that I already had that you had nothing to do with me getting, that's gonna be your ass. I spent the money on that suit. Okay, yeah, I gave it to you, but I'm cutting it up because I'm pissed off at you. I bought this car. You coming over to my house, busting out my tires and cutting up my tire, busting out my windows and cutting up my tires, I'm going to tear you a new one.
Hold on. So you're not going to, so there's no acknowledging the fact that you violated me by coming over here cutting up this suit.
Oh,
so
but you're going to violate me.
By deceiving somebody. That was
exactly.
A mistake.
Exactly. So don't get it twisted, Holmes.
Anything else, you just get more and more twisted up in this thing.
Okay.
So now they're saying all women are sane and none of them are psychotic.
No, ain't nobody said that. Ain't nobody said that. That's you just throwing your 1.5 cents up in there. Trying to start some mess.
That goes for the crazy men and the crazy women.
Exactly.
If you're deceiving somebody and you get caught up in your game, don't be mad at the repercussions. But if you go start.
But that goes two ways, though. That goes two ways. If once you violate a brother, you open the door to retaliation.
Well, you've already violated by lying and doing whatever to piss that person off to come at you like that. Huh?
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, this is cracking today up on Can I Play a Play, because these wonderful, my co-host and our regular listen passion is basically telling Pretty Tone it's all right for a woman to come over and cut a brother ish up, Or if it's a car she bought you, it's okay for her to come bust the window out or whatever, but you're not supposed to respond.
No,
that's not what we're saying at all, Tony. So don't see you twisting up some shit.
I'm not
twisting
it. This is a statement of
fact. It's sexist. It's not sexist. It's understandable if a woman cuts up a suit or if a man, I don't know what crazy things they might do. They are responding to what they perceived as being disrespected because somebody was playing with their emotions, their affections, or whatever. That could be understandable. But when you start retaliating because somebody, you know, reacted to you, you know, deceiving them, you're asking for a war.
Yep.
Okay, ladies, my man on Twitter, his name is So Cocky. He says, I'm a hood fella, and ain't nobody cutting up no suit in mine because something going to have to go down. You heard me?
Yeah, well, he can go down just like what he thinks is go down. So tell So Cocky, don't be so cocky, okay? Because he can go down like the rest of them.
Oh, boy.
Woo!
You better recognize.
I told you, Joy's going to have people come and look for her.
That's all right.
You're supposed to be giving positive advice, Joy. Positive advice.
Hey, I'm just calling it like it is, okay? I'm just being for real.
I thought that was rather positive advice.
Yeah, I'm just being for real.
Keep your threats to yourself.
Okay. That's right. You know.
Well, anyway,
if it's a one-sided relationship, you know, and you giving yourself and you want to give a present to someone, and like Tony said, you being played, you're gonna get pissed. Either way, man or a woman, it works both ways. You know, nobody wants to get played up in here. First you get hurt, then you get angry, then you bring the scissors out.
Damn. Okay. That's all I can say about that one right there is damn.
And be glad that it's only your suit getting cut.
Look, it's kind of getting hot up in here.
That sounds like some of that bobbing shit coming out.
Some what?
What's that lady's name? Bobbitt to cut that man's thing off?
Lorena Bobbitt.
She
with
cut him for deeper reasons than that.
Yeah.
You know.
And tossed it out the window, and he still found it.
Okay. Okay, don't go nowhere, y'all. Can a player play? We'll be right back. My man Keith Sweat got something to say.
Oh, he's begging.
dirt digging like that before. Seriously, but hey, the women loved it, so, you know, that's what made him ultra, ultra popular, my man. You know what I mean? Enough respect out to Mr. Sweat. He did his thing. That's how he earned his living. That's what we all up on here trying to do. Can a player play back in the building? You know what I mean? Today, we kind of set it off a little bit, you know. I had to go back into the old Pretty Tony mode, you know, stir things up a little bit. Came in straight from the gun. Player, step your game up.
Available at CD Baby, iTunes, www.worldmovement.com. Shameless plug.
But anyway, that's how we survive. That's how we eat. You know what I mean? So the ladies were basically saying that if you deceived them and received a gift, it is understandable. Ladies, I want to make sure I'm quoting y'all right. I don't want to misrepresent y'all in any way. Let me let Passion back up in here since she was the one that chimed in. You know what I mean? Passion, are you there?
Yes, I am. I'm sorry.
I want to make sure I'm not misquoting y'all. Y'all said it is understandable when somebody got a gift from you by a deceptive nature, right?
Yes, I was saying that.
Okay. So.
You know what, Tony? The only problem I got with that is, you know, we did shows early on, you know, where we were talking about the truth in relationships, how sometimes people can't handle the truth. You know, you remember that?
Yes, sir.
And it's apparent in a lot of situations where either party could be truthful to the other person, be it the male to the female or female to the male. And once those emotions get involved, their whole perception is twisted. So I heard somebody say they're not talking about that psychotic, but that becomes psychotic based on their emotion. And that's what creates that destructive shit.
Now, and hold on, K. Diddy, I agree with
I'm
that.
I'm not saying they have a valid point. They don't. They may not necessarily have a valid reason for that.
Because twisted emotion can twist thoughts. Me and you, everybody on here, can everybody on here agree with that? That, you know, twisted emotions left unchecked can lead you into some twisted thinking, right?
Sure can. Sure.
Because sometimes you're nice, supposing, you know I mean, sometimes a person feels as though you have deceived them, while in truth and in fact, it is their own emotion that may have to deceive them into thinking that this relationship was more than what they thought it to be. Y'all kind of quiet.
And it could also have been everything they wanted, but because of their domineering or because their over-jealousness or their over-insecurity, it takes that relationship to a negative place.
Well, yeah, that's true, too. But if a relationship is going good to begin with, you know how relationships start out, y'all gaga and goo-goo over each other and all of that, and then something takes a turn or someone takes a turn and may be kind of pulling back in that feeling the same as they did before, but the other person is still, the feelings are getting stronger, that can twist you up. You know, you're feeling that person is pulling back from you, and you're not knowing why. And yeah, you know, you can start feeling insecure. Oh, was it something that I did? Did I say anything? He doesn't like the way I dress. Did I get fat or whatever? You know, and that could twist up a person's thinking. And it might not have been anything that they've done at all.
So the
question is, it could be one of two things. That person is playing them, or they're just not feeling them anymore.
So at what point does the psychoticness comes in when that person starts feeling rejected, and it's not because you want to be that way, it's because they're smothering you now. Okay, for you example, Joy, you're an attractive lady, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of guys will not only see you as a personality, they will see you as a possession, you know what I'm saying? And the closer they got to you, the more possessive they became of you, to the point that they're choking the life out of you. So now you're starting to pull back, but not so much because, oh, yeah, because it is that. Now it's because they smothered you. You can't breathe now. You know, so they starting to feel rejected, and now they starting to do little ugly things to you. You know what I mean? But
mm-hmm.
they're apologetic. They're apologetic now. I'm sorry, baby. I didn't mean to do that. And you like, well, shit, I need to get away from this fool now because, you know, he wasn't initially like this, but now I'm starting to see the psychotic side that I didn't see before. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
But you're all up in the mess then. So at what point do you just start, just take off and run? I mean, you really can't because then he's going to chase your ass.
When you start seeing the psychotic mess, you better run.
Mm-hmm. Run the other way.
Yeah, he's going to have flowers. He's going to have flowers at your office then.
Mm-mm. You don't accept no gifts, no phone calls. Get out the million vote zapper for his ass if he come near you. Or the 45, whichever comes first.
You know, and the women be, the women start cutting up your ties and going through eggs on your car and shit.
Park down the block, eating lunch, talking about, I'm posted up right here. I'm eating Wendy's. I'll be right here, brother, when you come out that door. I see your car. I see your car.
That's immature and psychotic for you.
Hey, I'm telling you. So, once again, you know, ladies and gentlemen, you know, your boy telling you about the rules of the game. You know what I mean? Whether it's being a player or playing a game of life, because that's what I like to talk about. And a new twist was just brought to me about the rules from the book, Player Step Your Game Up. You know what I mean? I also wrote about, I call that the Elmira Syndrome. That's what your boy, I coined that phrase. It was for women at first, but, you know, some brothers got, excuse my French, bitch-assness in them and smother the life out of, you know, what they consider a possession, what they consider a somebody who they can't see themselves without. They develop that, I'm going to hug him and squeeze him and love him until they die, and they're not realizing that the more they hug and squeeze, they're squeezing not only life out of you, but the life out of the relationship by smothering you too much. You know what I mean? A brother needs to breathe just the way a young lady or a young woman or woman needs to breathe too.
Exactly. Exactly.
You understand?
Everybody needs their own space.
Personal space is one of the rules of the book, y'all. Well, you know, Joy, you and Passion have already ruined what the next rule that I was going to talk about. You know, nobody touches your property without your permission. Y'all basically just done threw that out the window by saying that if I gave you that property, you know, it's understandable if I want to remove it, take it back by whatever means necessary.
Well, we're not saying that it's okay. It happens. It's an emotional thing. And we're not saying it's okay. We're just saying that it happens. It happens.
We're saying, only if that person had been felt that they had been deceived. Somebody gives you something in good faith and everything is everything. No, you shouldn't go touching other people's property. Obviously not. But if someone felt that they had been mistreated or played or whatever, it's understandable that they could do something like that. That's all
I'm
saying.
We're not saying it's okay. We're saying it happens. It happens every single day. Emotions come into play. And you don't think about it. It's like, oh, I gave this nigga this. I'm taking it back. It's, you know, yeah. But you up there, Tony, talking about, if I come over there and bust out your windows and slash your tires. No, baby. If you didn't give me that car, you're.
Nah, I'm going to leave that alone because my mama always taught me when to make a strategic retreat. But I feel that if you don't want nothing done, you shouldn't do nothing. Don't throw stones if you live in a glass house is the way I feel. So, you know, it's like a brother who, you know, when he liked a young lady or he's in pursuit of her and he bought her a nice ring and things don't work out, he's talking about giving the ring back. I don't believe in that either. You already gave her that ring. So, you know, it's not like I'm not on no sexist thing when I say this. I'm just saying once you open the door, the door is open. I live by that rule. Once you open the door to certain things, the door is now wide open, so anybody can come through. There ain't no special rules to it. You don't want your windows bust out, don't come bust mine. You know, you can call and talk ish to me. You can tell me I ain't no good. You can tell your girlfriends, call my mama. Whatever you feel you need to do. But if you don't want your windows busted, don't come busting mine. That's all I'm saying. Even if you bought me the car, don't come bust the windows out. Because if the car is in my name and I'm paying the notes, it's mine. If the car is still in your name and you want to come bust the windows out, by all means, bust the damn windows out. That's the way I feel. I might be mad, but I can't say nothing. You paying the car, not the car in your name. You have all right to do whatever you want to do.
Okay, so under your theory, if you're being played by somebody, it's just you just reciprocate by playing them back because they opened the door to that. So that would be okay.
I got a solution for all of that, Passion. First of all, the core to this whole show was player step your game up. And from the life perspective, if each individual, male or female, step their game up, and if they put themselves in a situation where that can happen to them, then they need a man up, a woman up, and let that go, move on, learn from that life experience, rather than go take it on negative and open themselves up for some form of retaliation. Because like Tony said, everybody's not going to just walk away, go gladly into the night. So if everybody make it a personal thing to make themselves better, to make their choices better, to try to be the best man or best woman they get, and if they get in those unfortunate situations and something like that happens, they should be bigger than a material anyway, a clothes, a window, a shirt, a pair of shoes. They need to just leave that shit and keep it pushing.
And I completely agree. Personally, that's what I do, but I do know that there are people that feel the way that we just talked about, that they feel that if I gave you something under a deceitful, practice that you were, doing or whatever, then they don't feel that gift should be a true gift because they gave it to you, with a different belief or a different understanding. They feel you deceived them. That's, lying.
I you know what? I'm going to say something right here, right now, about that because there's only one scenario that I might agree with that under. If you were giving these gifts out of the goodness of your heart in hopes of something in the future and you ain't received nothing in return, yeah. But if in that moment when you gave me that gift, I brought you some kind of joy. It's something about me that made you in that moment think I deserve that gift, and you gave it to me, right?
But it was based on fame.
But if you were basing that on future references, as I like to call it, you're trying to build up a relationship with this person, figuring 6 months, a year from now, we might have something special, and they deceived you in that process. Okay, I might give that a smidgen of thought to be like, man, a woman who leaving a brother on, he paying the rent, paying her car note, paying for the baby daycare and stuff, and he ain't received, let's be real, he ain't received no loving attention from this young lady or anything of that sort because he was building. Then to find out that she really lived with Junebug and got 4 kids by Junebug, I can understand the brother or the sister being upset in that scenario. But if we were bonding, if we have exchanged love faces, if we have exchanged joy and passions together, and you gave me something out of the joy you received from that, it's all in the name of the game that we play.
I agree with that. Yeah. Yeah. I understand what you're saying by that. Yeah, you guys were just, going through the motions at the time. And
there you go. Now, if it's a scenario where, I'm trying to be generous to you, male or female, and I ain't really asked nothing of you, ain't really spent too much time with you because I'm trying to build up that bond and that communication and stuff, then to, find out through the grapevine that you don't live over on, say, Durango, you really live on Maryland Parkway, then I find out not only that, the car that I'm paying for, your dude driving it, I can understand, you're being a little disturbed by this. But at the same time, like my man K. Diddy said in the earlier part of the game, before you get to sign your name on car leases and stuff of that nature, you got to step your game up and do more investigation. Where my car going to be at? Why am I signing on a car where I don't know where it be at night? Why is it that certain hours I can't reach? You got to do a little bit of probing, because if you, you know, a sucker is born every day. As I say in the book, Player, Step Your Game Up, now available on CD Baby and iTunes. As I say in the book, a woman can smell a sucker a mile away. Smell a sucker, find a sucker, feed that sucker fantasies.
I have to admit it, my game of life, well, I've been on both sides of that coin, because I remember once upon a time, a guy was very egotistical, and he bought houses and bought cars for females, because he just thought that's the way it was done, just so he could say, I got a house over here, I got this over there. But then when you find out that, you know, they was cool for seeing you like once or twice a month, and you paying for everything, and once you grow up and find out that's not the business, then you get an attitude, like you start feeling real stupid, and then you want your shit back. But it wasn't really that, wasn't nothing that the woman did. You basically did it to yourself.
Straight up, dog. It's all in the game we play. But you know what? Hey, you live, you learn, and you should grow from experiences. But a lot of that's what we're about here on Can a Player Play, because things happen to all of us in life. But you got to learn from these experiences, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I've been going through the whole show, and I ain't done a world movement plug. So let me go on and put, you know, a movement.
Sonny, I want to hear Sonny one day today, one time today.
You know, let me go on and do that for my man, K. Diddy, because a lot of times when the rain falls on your life, you need something sunny to brighten you up. You feel what I'm saying? But like my man Bob Marley always said, when it rains, it don't rain on one man's house. So let's get some sunny up in here.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was filled with rain. Sunny. You smiled at me and really ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sunny one shines so sincere. Sunny one, so true, I love you.
I can't complain or explain. You simply flip my game like cocaine in my veins. Fuck you every day, all up in my brain. Unlike that same old thing, you bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We can't like it,
can't get that way with you. My sunny one, so true. I look like a fool if I ever ran over you. Enticed by all this fame, but ground is still the same. Parts of my old flame got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap home great. Feel me, I felt you. My sunny one, true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Mine is mine, just my kind. It's true, I fuck that fool. To be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I want to do is cruise. Enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sonny, get your first. Let's skate, let's roll.
Sonny, thank you for the sunshine. Bouquet. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Sonny, thank you for the love. You let me see. Let me see. Sunny. Thank you for the facts from A to Z. My life was torn like windblown sand. Then a rock was formed when you had my hand, y'all. Sunny, I'm so true.
but now I know better.
How does it feel? I can't describe this feeling that came when I saw her last night. Oh, she got to me. I let you know the reason. I saw her with another guy. So if it is enough, why do I feel this way? Why does she stay on my mind?
If it wasn't love, why did you give me gifts? You know what I mean? You had to love something about a brother when you decided to buy the gift, or a sister. You know, when you decided to buy me that car, diamond necklace, whatever it is. Something about me made you want to do that, because if you hated me, you wouldn't have done it. That's all Pretty Tony saying. You know?
Tony, do we have any other callers in the house or any other Twitters?
We got a couple people online. I'm going to say it again. They can hit the number one, jump in and join us if they choose to. But, you know, we got a couple folks in the chat room listening, a couple folks on the switchboard. I guess you ain't pissed nobody off on Twitter. We ain't got no feedback from Twitter yet. You know what I mean? But we're down to the last couple minutes of the show anyway. It was a hot one. We took it back to where the show began on Super Bowl Sunday 8 months ago. We came through with this format, and, you know, we had some, the first show, a brother was running with his grocery bags. We couldn't find the location. We broadcast and thought, where you at? But we've made it since then. We've gotten a little bit better. The audience has grown a little bit, and we need to grow it some more. But there's a lot of work to be done. You know what I mean? Like my man K. Diddy said, you know what I mean? There's a whole lot of work to be done, dog. And that's what we're going to keep doing. So now, Lady Joy,
yes.
Tell the good folks where they can come holler at you at, check you out, see you in another light, you know what I mean? Because you're a radio vet, you know what I mean?
I'm an electric with R4U, and I got the Spike Heels, too, and that's what Joy's saying. I just did her drop for her.
Anyway, that's on the other side. Where you can catch me at is on Facebook, Joy LaShawn, Facebook, and also you can catch me at 88.1 KCEP, Las Vegas, Nevada, or else you can also go online at power88lv.com and listen to us online, and you can also check in and see us in the studio also when we're cutting up in there, which is all the time.
Yes, indeed. K. Diddy, rep for that World Movement family, brother.
World Movement in the house. That's www.worldmovement.com. The office number is 323-957-7322. You can get your player, Step Your Game Up. You can get Playology. You can get West Coast Bangers. Come get it right here live and direct. Yeah. Did I
get
anything? Oh, yeah.
And Passion?
Oh, Passion is still on the line. Passion, you want to say something? Hold on. You on? You can say something.
No, I don't need to say anything today other than congratulations to you guys for your 8 months of successful talk radio. I truly enjoy it.
Well, we enjoy having you, too. We really do.
We're going to have a party, Pat, and we're going to invite you out to have champagne, donuts, and some Viennese sauces with us.
Don't forget the potato chips and ketchup. And the champagne he's talking about is Andre's. $2
bottle. I'm like, Diddy, but no thanks.
You're going to miss out, Pat, listening to Joy, because, see, I had something special for you. You know, I had something special planned for the loyal, loyal fans.
Yeah, he was going to break out the boom farm.
Hey, but seriously, we want to thank, you know, a lot of people have stopped through once. Some people have stopped through twice, three, four, five times, because I see the numbers. A lot of y'all don't say nothing, but y'all listen. My folks out there in the 909 who I see all the time, somebody from a 718, you listen almost every week. We appreciate you. You come, you go. My folks will be in the chat room, and, you know, over the last couple of weeks, my folks on Twitter who just love, especially the fellas. I ain't seen the ladies on Twitter yet ride for Joy. Matter of fact, no, there was one girl. But, you know, the fellas just love Lady Joy. They be riding, boy. But like she always say, bring it. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't scared of you.
But we appreciate everybody, man. And, of course, yours truly. I'm still here doing my thing, trying to push this ball uphill, you know what I mean, with the books, with the audio. We on the iTunes now. We on CD Baby. We getting the World Movement site redone. Come through, grab a copy of the book, Player Step Your Game Up, or Playerology over the next couple weeks. We're going to be getting in depth in both books because, like I said, this guy, you know, I mean, I've gotten a lot of emails about my book, but, you know, I didn't even get into everything that the guy said today. But there's more next week. He just showed me a whole new light. So that just shows you sometimes when you do, when your creativity makes something, people take it and they turn it into what they need to apply for their life. And if there's any way that my light can shine on anybody's life to benefit them, whatever works for you, please do so. I am not a purveyor of darkness. I am not a purveyor of negativity. I'm a purveyor of light. I believe in the universal right for everybody to be the best that they can be. I believe in everybody having the right to a blessed life. You understand what I'm saying? But if your game ain't sharp and you need to sharpen up, you know what I mean? I'm sharp. Now come holler at your boy, Pretty Tony. You know what I'm saying? Get at me. And we'll work something out. Get your copies of the book. The new book will be almost done. But I'm going to be honest with y'all. You know, I'm an artist, So I see something that made sense to me 3 weeks ago. When I reread it, I throw it out the damn window, and that's really what's going on. My type said to Devin, I love you, dog. I know you're getting mad at me because almost every week I'm throwing something out, but we're going to get this done. The World Movement family, you know, we're coming at y'all this year. You know what I mean? For our folks in Las Vegas, come check us out Wednesday nights at McFadden Pub. You know what I mean? Got a little R&B hip-hop talent showcase. Last week, Lady Joy put y'all up on the Square Apple. That's the name of it, Lady Joy?
Yeah, Square Apples, off the chain on Thursdays.
Okay, you know what I mean? And she's also over there at the Stratosphere. Support one another. Live, love, laugh. You feel what I'm saying to you? And everything in life is a learning experience. Don't take it all too personally. You know what I'm saying? When you've lost love, you keep it moving. When you've gained something, you keep it moving. Don't ever let nothing hold you down. Violence is never really the answer unless somebody is violent to you. So I'm about to play a tune right now to take us home on. I love y'all. We'll see y'all soon.
Sweet memory. but don't let